This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, please God, please God, please Allah, let it be true. May Rashida Tlaib wind up in prison, wind up kicked out of Congress. The only thing that would make me happier would be Ilhan Omar in the same situation. Or AOC in the same situation. Or there's a multitude of Democrats who have the nerve to criticize Donald Trump. You know, and I'm not Donald Trump. I'll never be a billionaire. It's too late in my life. But I'm a mini Trump, you know. I'm a guy who has always made money and run businesses and risked my own money. And some of them work and some of them fail. Some of them I fall flat on my face. That's called being a risk taker, right? That's called being a gunslinger. That's called being an entrepreneur. Those are the greatest people in America, man. The bravest people in America. They risk their own money to create jobs and make the economy go. God bless the Trumps of the world and the Wayne Roots of the world and 30 million American small business owners. And these are the people that attack us. The Obamas of the world who never created a job. I would let Obama run my Dairy Queen. Never in his life did he create a job. Never did Rashida Tlaib create a job. Never did Ilhan Omar create a job in her life. Never did AOC create a job. As a bartender, she needed you, the restaurant owner, the bar, to write her a check. She didn't know how to do anything. These aren't people I would let be my maids. And let this not be sexist, whether a man or a woman, doesn't matter. I wouldn't let them be my maids. You know why? Because I'd be afraid to leave the jewelry out. They might steal it. They need money that badly. Listen to Rashida Tlaib in August of the year she's running for United States Congress. Tlaib texted her future chief of staff, Ryan Anderson, at 6:38 in the morning. Sorry for the early text, but you think the campaign could pay me a stipend until the general election? Trying to get out of debt. Whew. I think we definitely could afford to do so, but we need to really clearly define your time and space, Anderson responded, noting the arrangement could arouse concern among the media. The OCE also attached scans of checks made out to Tlaib from her campaign totaling thousands of dollars. Folks, it's a crime to use your campaign as a piggy bank to pay your personal expenses. These are people that are A, criminals, B, frauds, C, hypocrites, and most of all, E, did I get to A, B, C, O, probably D. Getting lost here on national TV. I think D I'm at. Number D, they don't have a penny to live on, and they're running for the United States Congress. If you can't afford to live and you can't pay for car maintenance and child care and putting gas in your car and food on your table, what right do you have to be one of the 435 most important people in America in the United States Congress? These are the people that run as Democrats. It's pathetic. And then they criticize you and me when they get in, because we're businessmen. They try and pass new regulations to make our life more difficult. All right, why do I think it's a great day? It's a great day if Rashida Tlaib's getting kicked out of office. It's a great day if she has to go to prison. It's a great day if she's indicted. It's also a great day because there's breaking news out. President Trump meets with Attorney General Barr in the Oval Office, delays his departure from Washington, calls in top aides and the communication team, and a lot of people are thinking that the moment may be here where the IG's report is being released, and a lot of bad FBI officials and government officials and Democrats are going to be indicted. Let's hope it's the day. Why else is it a good day? Exclusive bombshell out. You won't get any of this on the evening news. You won't get any of it on any show but the Wayne Allen Root Show. I hope you realize that. Exclusive bombshell. Documents released by Ukrainian General Prosecutor's Office reveal millions of dollars funneled to Hunter Biden and the John Kerry family. Now, I took a stab at this a month ago, And I wrote that all the Democrats are criminals, and it all centers on Ukraine. And I brought up Nancy Pelosi and her children, and, of course, Biden and his son. And I brought up John Kerry and his children. I don't know why I did that, because I knew, you know, I think John Kerry's dirty. I think John Kerry, I believe, is just my opinion, just a guess, from a guy who's got a very cynical crime fighter's cop's mind from New York. But I believe, number one, Obama is the one who runs the Obama crime family. He sanctioned all the crime. He sanctioned all the payola and all the problems with the Clinton Foundation and Clinton and Kerry and Pelosi and Biden. And number two, I just feel that Kerry Hatchie was so thrilled to make the Iran treaty go through, he must have been getting giant payoffs, payola. I don't know why I tied him to Ukraine, but I just thought he had to be in Ukraine too. And sure enough, documents leaked from the Ukrainian General Prosecutor's Office show complex money transfers from foreign sources into former President Obama's Vice President and Secretary of State families. Leaked documents from Ukrainian General Prosecutor's Office show money transfers from foreign sources into the control of a slush fund owned and operated by John Kerry Sr., John Kerry Jr., Heinz Jr., and Hunter Biden. Heinz Jr., the Heinz ketchup fortune. John Kerry married the widow of the Heinz ketchup fortune. And Heinz Jr.'s in the middle of all this. How do rich little spoiled brat Lucky Sperm Club guys get rich? Well, hanging out at the country club and daddy's connections and daddy's open doors in Ukraine and China. All these little spoiled brats who have inheritances and trust funds and the millions coming to them, maybe the hundreds of millions. They're not shy about stealing taxpayer money, too. Amazing. According to counterintelligence in Latvia, around 4 million was obtained by Burisma Holdings Limited, which was then transferred to Hunter Biden and Devin Archer. Rosemont Seneca Bohai LLC, that's the name of an LLC, a limited corporation, limited liability corporation, is owned and operated by the Kerry family, including John Kerry Sr., John Kerry Jr., Heinz Jr., Hunter Biden, and Devin Archer, all of whom are listed as partners in the Rosemont Seneca Fund and other affiliated Rosemont Seneca companies. And they got millions and millions of dollars from Ukraine. Why else is it a great day? The Ukrainian minister blows up the Schiff impeachment scam. U.S. envoy Gordon Sondland never linked military aid to the Biden investigation. If that's the case, no more impeachment inquiry, no more impeachment. It's over. Democrats have made fools of themselves. The whole thing is a joke. Why else is it a great day? A federal judge rules a woman born in New Jersey who joined ISIS is not an American citizen. She can't come back. Poor baby. Looks like you've got to spend the rest of your life in Syria. Should have thought of that before you left and became an ISIS bride and had a baby with an ISIS warrior and became a social media warrior for ISIS. Her name is Hoda Muthana, born in New Jersey. U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia Judge Reggie Walton determined since the terrorist-tied woman was born to a Tunisian father, even though she was born in New Jersey, with diplomatic status, she is not a citizen. Her father previously represented Yemen in the United Nations. So that's what it took to keep an ISIS fighter, a crazy terrorist nutcase who wanted to execute Americans out of the United States. We just got lucky that she happened to have a father who was not American, and it was a diplomat, she doesn't get American status. Muthana left the United States, poor baby, in 2014, poor misguided baby. Her child was born from her second marriage to an ISIS fighter. She left ISIS in 2018. She fled to a Kurdish refugee camp, and then she began doing media interviews to try and make us all cry. Oh, poor Muthana, let her back in. She doesn't want to spend her life in Syria, poor baby. I was really young and ignorant, she told the Guardian newspaper in England. I believe America gives second chances. Where's my violin when I need it? I want to return and I'll never come back to the Middle East. America could take my passport and I wouldn't mind. So she's trying to be a victim, play the victim card in the media, like all liberals do. but she was one of the most militant ISIS recruiters on social media. This sweet little gal from New Jersey urged American Muslims to kill citizens in drive-by shootings and vehicular attacks, and called for the assassination of then-President Barack Obama. One of her tweets read, and I quote, "Americans, wake up! Men and women all together, you have much to do while you live under our greatest enemy. Enough of your sleeping. Go on drive-bys," as in drive-by shootings, "and spill all of their blood," as in Americans' blood, "or rent a big truck and run them all over. Veterans, patriots, Memorial Day, kill them all." Her lawyer, Christina Jump, told BuzzFeed they will likely appeal the ruling. Wow. And when we get back, we have less than a minute here, I'm going to tell you, I've told you before on this show, I've shared with you, but so many more people are joining us every night now who haven't heard my old experiences, that I graduated Columbia University class of 1983 with my classmate Barack Hussein Obama, who went on to become president of the United States. And I've said again and again, the kids I met at Columbia were communists, Marxists, socialists. They all hated America. Many of them were Jewish like me and hated Israel and flew Palestinian flags and marched for the Palestinians. I never met such mixed up creeps in my life. They all needed a psychiatrist and a hug from mommy and a straitjacket and a visit to a mental institution. That was in 1983. Evidently, it's only gotten worse. But not that different. A Columbia University professor has resigned. He comes from a communist country. He left that communist country, and he resigned from Columbia saying, "I can't take it here anymore. They're all communists." And the funny thing is, Columbia is no worse than Harvard or Princeton or Yale or Dartmouth or Penn or Yale. They're all the same. They're all filled with radical communist professors teaching radical communist ideas to radical communist students. Be right back. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're going to have a guest on, not in this segment, but the next segment after that. Right after we get back from half past the hour, Heidi Van Tassel. You know, yesterday and the day before, I was talking about the homeless issue. And in Las Vegas, we passed a new ordinance, a new law, that says you can't just say it's okay to camp in the middle of the street. Sorry, not going to happen anymore. Police are going to come see you, and they're going to tell you to move. Can't stay here anymore. We got to take you to a shelter. As long as there's shelter space open, you got to go. And if you won't go, you're going to be under arrest, and you're going to be fined and sent to prison. And so we're trying to deal with homeless, and it's help the homeowners, help the business owners, and at the same time, help the homeless people because they'll be better off in a shelter where they can get some help. And I keep saying we got to do this. Liberals, of course, oh, how terrible, the homeless, they're so wonderful. So much mental illness, so much drug addiction, so much alcohol addiction, so many horrible psychiatric problems, so much violence. Don't want them on my street. You want them on your street? You can have them. You can have all the homeless you want. Heidi Van Tassel will be our guest. She had a bucket of diarrhea thrown on her by a homeless man in Hollywood this past April. And there was another big story yesterday in Denver. A store owner is sick of cleaning up the dirty, disgusting poop in front of his store all the time. And the police fined him because he wouldn't do it anymore. It's not his fault. Homeless people are all over Denver. So thank God we don't have that problem in Vegas. The Strip, there's no homeless people on the Vegas Strip. We don't let it affect tourism. But they're downtown, and we got to clean it out. And you can't let them come into neighborhoods. It's an invasion. We're being invaded. Homeless are everywhere. Wait till you hear this woman's story coming up in the next segment. Heidi Van Tassel. Can't wait. So I was talking about the Ivy League professor who fled communism in Romania. Got a great friend named Mike Costas. I've been his mentor for 20 years now. He was a Pepperdine student, and I gave a speech there, and he asked if I would mentor him, and I've done it for 20 years, and he's become a big shot in Romania. He's from Romania, went back to Romania, and got a big shot position in charge of Ferrari in Eastern Europe, and he had another big position. I forget what the other one was. Guy's amazing. Maserati and Ferrari. And he's from Romania, and he remembers as a kid what communism was like. His parents told him what communism was like. And he loves freedom, and now Romania is free. This guy's from Romania. He becomes a professor at Columbia University, and he says, it's not free. It's like being in a communist country. They're all brainwashed. The students are brainwashed. The professors are brainwashed. When I was there, it was all about black people and Hispanic people and people of color. And, oh, my God, white people are holding them down. And it was a bunch of guilty, white, little, spoiled brats who hated themselves and hated white people because they were white at an Ivy League school. So to show, you know, to assuage their guilt, they were always protesting about something and wearing little berets like a little Russian terrorist. And they made me sick to my stomach. I hated these people. In any case, because I was the butcher's kid who had nothing. And I went to Columbia, and I loved capitalism. I went to Columbia to get rich. And these guys were already rich, and they've never done anything to be rich. And they're there complaining about their parents and white people and rich people. So they didn't talk about transsexuals in those days. But this guy says now there's tremendous pressure for him to hire this professor. Anytime another professor would retire, they'd say, you can't hire a white man at Columbia. You just can't do it anymore. You got to choose a person, a minority group, a woman, or a gay person to replace the departing teacher. And then he also was an award-winning, Emmy award-winning opera producer and theater producer, and he taught theater at Columbia, and they put pressure on him to admit a transgender to play Juliet in Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare's classic play. And he said, this is nuts! I can't work here anymore. I'm gone. And he left. He left. He says he asked the people who were headed to the department who were saying, you can't hire a white guy, if they could choose a straight white male if the most qualified candidate happened to be a straight white male. And he was promptly told, no, you cannot. He said, I felt like I was living under communism again. And that's AOC, and that's Bernie Sanders, and that's Elizabeth Warren, and that's Ilhan Omar, and that's Rashida Tlaib, the extremism and the radicalism and the Marxism and the socialism, like Cuba, like Venezuela, like Greece, another failing country under socialist rule. It's unbelievable how bad these people are that have infiltrated Washington, D.C. and our government. And now you know that Rashida Tlaib didn't have $2,000 to pay car maintenance bills and her child care bills and to pay her rent. And yet she got elected to the United States Congress to be a big shot and criticize the President of the United States. How disgusting. Now you know who runs the Democrat Party. Yeah. Oh, don't forget, Elizabeth Warren says the most important thing in the world is the transgenders that are coming across the border illegally. Got to make them the number one priority. And Bernie Sanders says the way to solve the problems is the vet, where they're broke all the time. Oh, don't forget my ad coming up, Swiss America. Swiss America's coming up with my man Pat Boone. You want to have gold and a free report? Watch it now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two students are dead and three injured following a school shooting at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. Captain Kent Wegener with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
Upon arrival, within 2 minutes, Santa Clarita deputies recognized that it was an active shooter situation and conducted a rapid deployment onto the school premises. When they reached the quad area, they discovered six persons who were suffering from gunshot wounds. These were all students of the high school. All the students were triaged and transported to a local hospital. The suspect was later identified as one of the victims who was found in the quad. He is identified as a 16-year-old male.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is conceding in his race for re-election after requesting a re-canvass. Bevin says there will be a natural exchange of leadership and he will not second-guess the re-canvass results. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can-
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allen Root. We've got a guest, and I've been on this topic of the homeless for a couple days now, because Vegas just passed a new law that said it's not in effect yet. It's actually just giving warnings. But starting, I believe, on February 1st, if you are a homeless person in the middle of the street in Vegas, cops come up to you and they say, we're going to take you to a shelter now. And if you don't go, you're either going to go to jail or you are going to be fined a tremendous amount of money. If you can't pay the fine, which homeless person, obviously, by nature of what they are, can't, they're going to go to jail. As long as there's an opening at the shelter. Now, if there's no openings, then you don't have to comply with it. But if there's openings and we've just built new facilities, nice shelters, because you can't have homeless people in the middle of the street ruining it for homeowners, ruining it for business owners, ruining it for tourists, destroying your tourism business, destroying my business. I have a shop on the street, say, and there's a homeless guy defecating in front of the shop. Who's going to come to my shop? Nobody. Isn't that why I pay property taxes? And you can't have homeless people wandering through your neighborhood pushing shopping carts with your kids walking to school. They could be raped. They could be assaulted. They could just be terrorized and wind up with PTSD, the poor kids. You can't allow this stuff because most of them are mentally ill and they've got all kinds of psychological, psychiatric problems and drug addictions and they're filthy and they carry disease and they're pooping and peeing and leaving drug needles in the middle of the street. So we can't allow this stuff. So Vegas took a brave step. I've applauded them. My column came out in the newspaper today applauding the mayor and the city council. Great job. So we brought a guest on that will really amplify, her experience will amplify your understanding of what can happen if you let the homeless run amok and get out of control. Her name is Heidi Von Tossel. She had a bucket of poop, of diarrhea, hot diarrhea, thrown on her by a homeless man in Hollywood when she was out for a dinner with her boyfriend at a Thai restaurant. And what a horrible experience, and we feel awful for her, but we're glad she's okay now. It was April, it was a while ago, and she's able to talk about it, and we're grateful we got her on the show. Heidi, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hi, good, and you?
Good. So, listen, you live in Hollywood. I didn't realize that until we spoke off mic a few minutes ago. So you see that this is a wildly out-of-control problem. This was not a one-time thing, right? You see it every day.
Every day. It's like, it's almost like The Walking Dead. It's crazy. It's so bad. It's moving west. It's moving all over. It's not just in one spot.
Listen, Heidi, same thing's happening in Vegas. I live in a beautiful area of Las Vegas, a ritzy neighborhood, and we saw my fiancé and I were driving the other day, and a homeless bag person pushing a cart was walking like maybe 5 miles from my house, heading in my direction. And I said, oh, my God. You know, they're probably in Beverly Hills now in California. They're everywhere.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Well, you can't have that. You destroy people's property values. You destroy their safety. You destroy their kids walking to school, walking to a park, playing in a park. It's very dangerous. So just let's start by talking about your experience that night. You go out to eat with your boyfriend. You're eating in a nice Thai restaurant. You come out. Tell us what happens. Walk us through it.
So I parked out front. So maybe like 10 steps away from the front door. I go to this place all the time. And my boyfriend parked in the parking structure. So he left separately. Walking to my car, I opened up my car door, and as I was opening it, this man came running so fast I had no time to do anything. And he came from across the street with no shoes on, and I looked up, and he was like 6'2", huge, pushed me in my car, and I was facing him, and I thought I was going to die. I thought, this is it. Okay, this is how I'm going to go, because he looked... He had no expression in his face. And then I started to get out of the car, and he pushed me in again. So it was a physical attack first. And then he pulled me out by my shirt. So I'm in the road now. My door is open.
You must be thinking, I'm going to die. I'm going to be raped. Yeah. I'm going to be murdered. My head's going to be
locked
off.
Yeah, I was going to get raped or physically. I thought I was going to stab something. And then all of a sudden, he had, I don't know where he had it, but it was like a bucket that you wash, like, your floor with, but liquid, and I don't know why it was hot, but it was. It was warm, hot. It was started to go down my head, and I thought it was like I don't know what it was at first because it burned so bad. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, my God. I started screaming, and nobody was stopping. Nobody was
That's what I was going to ask you. Wasn't anybody trying to help you?
No. And the weird thing was it was about 10 o'clock at night, and there's I feel like the lights were just at a perfect spot, so it was like red lights. And
you're in the middle of the road on Hollywood. Is it Hollywood Boulevard? Where are you at this point?
Hollywood and Bronson.
So there's lots of people, right? There must be tourists thronging in the street, no?
Yeah, it's about a block and a half away from like the main like Hollywood and Vine. But it's right there. It's a block up.
I lived in L.A. for 15 years. I know it. I get it.
Yeah,
so it's amazing to me that people weren't helping you. Were people shocked and pointing and calling 911 and saying, help that woman? Is anyone saying anything?
No, because it happened so fast. And so he ran away, and I'm left standing there. I couldn't see because it was going down into my eyes.
Poor baby.
My whole body was soaked with this.
And you got to be scared that AIDS, tuberculosis, who knows what diseases this guy has, right? I mean, who knows what disease is carrying that filth, and it's in your eyes. So you want to go to a hospital, I assume, right? Hospital, yes?
Yeah, so a couple who were from out of town pulled over and helped me to the curb.
Nice
and
people.
And shut my door. And so as soon as she got the feces out of my eye a little bit, I looked across the street and he was standing there. And so the cops had just got there. I'm like, that's him. So they went and detained him. A fireman came and they had to peel off all my clothes and put them in a bag, which I'm sure was burnt or something. And then they had to hose me down on Hollywood Boulevard. And they made it a makeshift curtain, like a half moon.
So this was like a hazmat situation, right? I mean, that's basically,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God. And some of it was in my car because it splattered. Anyhow. Yes.
Heidi, everybody gets it. I mean, let's get off this topic. Everybody gets it, and they're grossed out, and they all feel horrible for you. I'm so sorry for what you went through. But now my question becomes, let's talk for a second. As a person who is the victim of a crazy homeless person and a person who lives in Hollywood and sees all the homeless people, you got to agree with me that we can't allow them to all just wander around and camp in the street and live amongst us. You can't do that. Normal people should be exposed to this, right?
Exactly. It's too much. I don't understand what's happening, and it's gotten worse.
Yeah,
I mean, numbers are rising almost. I think like 16.
Well, California leads. You do realize California leads the nation in poverty, leads the nation in welfare, and leads the nation in homelessness. You understand that, right? They're everywhere.
The fifth largest GDP in the world.
Yeah. It's overwhelming. Yeah, listen, you understand, though, there's a correlation, though. You're electing politicians that are liberal that take the side of the homeless, not the side of the taxpayers. And that's the problem, Heidi. You know, that's what I fight every day. Listen, Heidi, we wish you well. You're okay now, right? Yeah. You are healthy. You didn't get any disease from this. You didn't get any sort of hepatitis or anything, right? You're okay?
Yeah, I have to go back every few months and get work done, but I think I'm okay.
We wish you well. We appreciate you coming on the show. You're a very brave lady, and it's very nice of you to come on the show and share the experience because it gives everybody else a taste of how bad it can get if you let liberal politicians put the homeless above the rights of citizens and taxpayers and homeowners and business owners and tourists, et cetera, et cetera. We appreciate you being brave. Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you.
Good luck and God bless. And maybe get out of California, move to Vegas, you know? We got to treat the homeless a little bit better here. We treat the people better than the homeless. Smart. Okay? Heidi, take care. All right, Heidi Von Tassel, she had a bucket of poop, literally, hot diarrhea thrown on her by a homeless man in Hollywood, California, Los Angeles, last April. And I just wanted to bring it home to all of you how bad it can really get if you let the homeless spiral out of control. And liberals don't care about you and me. They care about the homeless and drug addicts and heroin addicts and losers and gangbangers and illegal immigrants and felons and prisoners. They want them to vote in prison while they're serving time for murder or terrorism. Bernie Sanders wants the Boston bomber to vote. These people are crazy. I fight for taxpayers. I fight for the people who pay the bills. They fight for the losers who are ruining the quality of life and endangering the lives and the health of all of us who pay the bills. And speaking of people like that, just to show how crazy they are, last minute or so of the show, Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introduce a green, new, affordable housing deal. What does the Green Deal and climate change have to do with housing? You want to hear their words? She tweeted AOC, it takes the principles of the Green New Deal and creates economic stimulus for working people to decarbonize and center frontline communities. Do you have any idea what that gobbledygook even means? These people are so insane, they're making up fancy words to hide the intent. They just want to steal all your money and give it to poor people to vote Democrat and give it to illegal aliens to vote Democrat. What does it mean to decarbonize? What does it mean for poor people to decarbonize? Are you kidding me? All right. When we get back, we're heading to a break, but that doesn't mean you should get up and go to the kitchen and make a sandwich or go to the bathroom. My wonderful sponsor, Dr. Joseph Williams, is up next, and it's the new commercial debuting. Me and Joe just cut it in a studio the other day. My great friend of 18 years, Dr. Joe Williams, if your hair is thinning, if you're a guy and you want to get a new, thick, full head of hair, this is the guy to see, and you get a free vacation in Las Vegas out of it. Check it out. Dr. Joe Williams and Vacation Restoration. Right now, my new ad, debuting here, now. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now, with one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. So I opened the show by telling you Rashida Tlaib has major ethics problems. So does another Democrat. House Ethics Committee said Thursday it's investigating U.S. Representative Alcy Hastings' relationship with his longtime girlfriend who's on the government payroll. Folks, does that remind you of anything? Doesn't it remind you of Kamala Harris? Wasn't she on the government payroll because she was having an affair with Willie Brown, who was married and a big shot? What was he, the mayor of San Francisco? And then he was the head of the state senate, I think, of California, the most powerful power broker in the state. And she had a relationship with him right out of college and right out of law school. And next thing you know, she's making $100,000 a year with a state job. Isn't it the same thing? And now she wants to be president of the United States. Funny how that works. Should the woman having a relationship with Alcy Hastings become the president of the United States 20 years from now? I mean, last I checked, you don't reward people in situations like this. They lose their jobs over situations like this. But not Kamala Harris. She goes on to become attorney general of the state of California and then United States senator. They reward people like that in California. And then a candidate for president of the United States on the Democratic Party ticket, right? That's what she wants to be. She's a big shot in the primary system. Luckily, she hasn't caught on. At first, she was a big shot. Now she's in the single digits, and she's laid off campaign staff. And I think it's clear she's going nowhere. But she could be someone's VP. You know, it's possible. And she was in an affair with a guy who was very powerful and gave her government jobs. And she made hundreds of thousands of dollars because she had sex with a married man who was a powerful politician. I don't know why one guy gets fired, Alcy Hastings. Sounds like he's going to lose his job. Terrible guy, I agree. But why should he lose his job when Willie Brown and Kamala Harris both came out smelling like a rose? I don't know. Funny how America works, isn't it? All right. So now here comes some good news. I told you it was a great day, and I gave you, I lit off the show with all the great things happening. But let me give you a few more. We'll end the show with a few more. Impeachment backfires as Trump's numbers rise and Joe Biden's numbers crater. You know, real clear politics, I don't worry about all the polls. I worry about Rasmussen. Rasmussen's always right, and the rest of them are always wrong. They're way too low. They pull not likely voters, but any registered voter, which gets you improper results. They oversample Democrats. But Real Clear Politics does give you a sample of all the polls together. And all the polls together show Trump is in basically the exact same place as he was when the impeachment started, which is amazing. But all the polls together show that Joe Biden is falling by the wayside. And another poll came out today, national poll, that shows Elizabeth Warren tops the Democrat field and Biden drops the hardest. An Economist YouGov poll released this week demonstrates a Democrat primary field in flux, is what they're saying, showing Senator Elizabeth Warren leading the pack, Senator Bernie Sanders rebounding after his heart attack. Warren's at 26%. Sanders at 17, Biden at 23, but Biden lost the most support of anybody. So here's what I want to tell you. Trump, these liberals don't get it. Trump is the most brilliant guy when it comes to psychology and selling and pitching and understanding what's going to work on TV, what's going to work in politics, what's going to work in branding. He's amazing at those things. And somehow, he managed to turn this whole impeachment thing around. And the person that got hurt the most wasn't Trump while they're trying to impeach him. It's the Democrat Party and it's Joe Biden. Trump turned it into Biden's Ukraine problem instead of Democrats turning it into Trump's problem. Trump is a master, a chess player at psychology. And he turned it all around on the Democrat Party. And Joe Biden's the biggest beneficiary. Joe Biden, in my opinion, is out of it. I don't think he has any chance of getting the nomination. But not only are Trump's poll ratings, according to this hodgepodge of different polls, hanging in there just fine, and the same place they were when the impeachment started, he didn't lose a single voter, but donors are coming out of the woodwork, 100,000 more volunteers because of and since impeachment. 100,000 new volunteers for President Trump, and the Trump campaign raises $3.1 million in small donations during the impeachment hearings. Amazing! You know, this is what they did. President Trump's re-election campaign announced that they raised $3.1 million in small dollar donations during the first 24 hours of the House Democrats launching public impeachment hearings on Wednesday. News was announced by Brad Parscale, Trump's campaign manager. One of our best fundraising days ever again, he wrote. Dems just don't get it. They're filling our bank and improving our turnout every day. So, good news. Every single time they do this, we raise a fortune, Eric Trump said, recalling the $15 million raised in 72 hours since Pelosi announced the impeachment inquiry. So, every time Democrats announce they're trying to get Trump or they finally got him, more people come to Trump's side, more people stand behind Trump, more people come to support Trump, more people come to vote for Trump, more people come to donate for Trump. The Democrats don't get it. They're Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. And whenever they think they got him, beep, beep, Trump takes off. And he wins the race again and again and again. They think they're so smart. Never works for these Democrats. Trump is the winner again. Comes out on top, smelling like a rose. My Trump. All right. Show's over, but don't run to the bathroom. Don't make a sandwich just yet. Wait for my wonderful sponsor, My Doctor Suggests. It is cold and flu season. Winter is here. And guess what is probably the best tonic for you? Silver. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. Their products contain this new special kind of silver called alkaline structured silver. It destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. Doesn't affect good bacteria. Works wonders for me. I love you, Dr. My Doctor Suggests. Here's their ad right now. Stay tuned.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.